So remember the Army Corps of Engineers released their report on the Line 5 project?
Mm-hmm.
And they had some minor concerns, but for the most part, they felt like this was a safe way of transporting this natural gas from the Upper Peninsula down to the Lower Peninsula of Michigan through Enbridge's pipes. And then there was public comment on this pipeline, on this project, and that now has officially ended as of yesterday. So what are some of the concerns that people are hearing? Michael Emo is the Senior Director of Legislative and External Affairs at the Michigan Chamber and joins us this morning. Mike, it's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on today.
So what was some of the concerns, some of the positives that you were hearing from folks in this open format?
Yeah, so I mean what we've seen here with the Army Corps of Engineers environmental impact assessment was kind of the final stage of what has been an extremely deliberative process, both from the state regulatory lens and at the federal level. And, you know, in that public comment, we certainly heard from opponents that push back and say, you know, they don't want the pipeline to be there at all. They don't want Line 5 to exist, or that, you know, the tunnel project itself poses some environmental risk. And, you know, what we saw in the Army Corps assessment was looking at several different scenarios and ultimately stating what you just said was that there's some risk, but there is massive benefit to getting this tunnel in the ground. It will protect the pipeline for decades to come, posing virtually zero risk to the lakes, and that's obviously of paramount importance. And, you know, this is really important in getting this, you know, project moving, getting shovels in the ground. We, you know, are proud from the coalition's standpoint to have submitted thousands of signatures of citizens supporting the tunnel project. And, you know, we want to move this forward.
Mike, we know that Line 5 moves about 23 million gallons of fuel a day. And for people who are listening who might not, you know, follow pipelines every day, what would losing Line 5 mean, you know, here, you know, for energy prices in Michigan, jobs and supply chains?
Right. You know, and I honestly think that does get a little lost in this conversation. You know, the pipeline as it stands now poses very little risk. It's monitored 24/7, but that being said, we need to keep this pipeline running. Building the tunnel is the way, you know, a bipartisan legislature came together to figure out how to do that. 65% of the UP's propane comes from Line 5, 55% of the northern peninsula, a lower peninsula. This is literally a lifeline to the schools, hospitals, homes, in those regions that use propane every day to power power their needs, and you know we use it for other things too, right? This is all part of a supply chain of products that ultimately goes into cosmetics and iPhones and all of these products we use every day. So it really is critical that we keep this lifeline going to the state. And of course, we need, you know, from a business standpoint, our manufacturers need reliable, affordable baseload energy. They need energy when they flip that switch, they need the lights to go on. And so, the Line 5 project is, you know, really important way to do that, to ensure that.
There's an article in the Detroit News about the U.S. Supreme Court maybe stepping in when it comes to procedural venue. You know, can you explain to folks what this means?
Yeah, that's right. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided they're going to look at the case that was decided in Sixth Circuit Court. You know, we generally are, you know, monitoring that situation, seeing how that plays out. Typically, we've seen this Supreme Court be, you know, fairly, you know, in favor of the things on which this legal, you know, standing is grounded on. So looking at, you know, the bilateral agreements with Canada, looking at, you know, energy as a national security issue. Like, these are really important questions. And, of course, equally important are the state litigations that are taking place around, you know, Enbridge's violating of the easement with the current pipeline. So, you know, there's a few different theaters kind of taking place, different court venues taking place right now. We're kind of monitoring how all of it plays out. The chamber has weighed in through amicus briefs stating that, you know, really there wasn't a lot of legal basis for opponents trying to say that Enbridge had violated their easement or trying to pretend that the easement should have never been granted and therefore the pipeline shouldn't exist, right? These are not steeped in reality. So, you know, we're going to see how this plays out at the, you know, U.S. Supreme Court, you know, the nation's highest court, and see how that plays out. But, you know, we feel confident that Enbridge has every legal right to move forward.
So then where are we at in this process? What's the next step? Is there a step before the Supreme Court? What comes after that decision by the High Court? Where are we at on this?
Yeah, there are two different kind of legal questions going on right now. So the U.S. Supreme Court, should it make a decision, you know, that legal process would end, and you know, we would, you know, feel very confident that Enbridge would be able to, you know, push back on the argument that their easement was not violated. There's also the countersuit taking place in Michigan. That would probably be moot at that point. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't speak with 100% certainty on that, but I don't think that that legal proceeding would move forward when and where you had a U.S. Supreme Court decision. And then, of course, on the permitting side, you have the Army Corps of Engineers finalizing their EIS process. At that point in time, it is probably the case that Enbridge is going to have to go back and renew their permits with EGLE, the state environmental regulator, which is unfortunate, but the reality of the kind of timelines here. And at that point, we are hoping that we're going to see shovels in the ground. So I think we're going to see some legal and regulatory proceedings take place through the year. And then hopefully in 2026, we're going to see shovels in the ground.
We've got about a minute left, Mike. For people who may have signed that petition or sent a comment, what's next for them?
Yeah, I would say continue to monitor the website, the landing page that the Army Corps has set up. I believe it's line5.com or line5.org. That will be where they will continue to update their, you know, finalization process.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, this is part of a very deliberative approach to making sure that this project is done right. And, you know, of course, at that point in time, you know, they can turn around and use that to go back to EGLE and argue for, you know, the permit renewals. And we feel pretty confident that EGLE will stand by
sure. The
findings that they did last time. And again, then we can make it to the final stage.
Mike Alimo with the Michigan Chamber, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yep, you got it. The 4th of July is around the corner. There's some risk. We'll tell you what those are next on JR Morning.